Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about to review in Chinese. We have Will Knight, the senior editor at MIT Technology Review. Hi, Will, 你好。
你好, thanks for having me.
Right, it's a fun job, huh? Being an editor there at Technology Review at MIT.
Yeah, it's a very fun job. I feel very privileged. I get to find out about really cool things and talk to amazing people before other folks. And it's exciting to sort of bring it to the audience. So yeah, it's a very exciting job.
Right, so part of your job, in addition to writing and communicating with your audience, you have to review many things, people, technologies, trend.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's, we review all of the technologies emerging from MIT and from other universities and from companies. And yeah, that's what the magazine is all about.
Right, okay. And we also need to learn how to say your employer's name properly in Chinese. Technology Review, you have a review in the name there. Okay, the way to say review in Chinese, we say 评论。
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 Okay, 平, that's the first word, it's the second tone. So we go up, 平,
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 平.
Yep, and the character actually are in two parts. The first part is a speech. Someone speak something.
Okay.
And then the second part on the right-hand side, that means equal. So when someone speaks equally, that means someone is even-handed. The person is not biased. You comment on something objectively, basically. So, 平.
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 I saw your eyes sparkled when you heard me
saying
it.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great way to describe it and to think about the idea of reviewing something. It's amazing how these kind of stories are embedded within the language and the characters. I really love it.
Yeah. So that means that, okay, when you comment on something, of course, everybody takes a view and everybody, we are all biased in a way. Mm-hmm. But then, 评, this word in Chinese already hinted that, hey, come on, be fair. And then be equal-handed. Don't take a view too strongly. That type of concept.
Right, right. Well, that's great. That's definitely what we try and do.
Okay, I hope so. And then the second character, he's more controversial now. Now you get excited. The second character, 论.
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 论. And then it's a character with two parts as well. The first part, it's also the speech, the same as the 评, mm-hmm. on the left-hand side. And then on the right-hand side, it's actually a little bit like a bamboo been tidied up in good order.
Oh.
So that's to put things in good order, basically. So when we speak or give a speech, we tend to tidy up our thought,
mm-hmm.
and then build a story, build an argument, build our key points. And the two characters together, that means to discuss and to comment, and sometimes also means to argue.
Interesting. Well, sometimes we do argue about what we're writing about. And that's a great description.
Yep. So 评论 together means to review or review as a noun.
Okay. Okay. 评论.
评论. Yeah. 论 is that fourth tone, so we go down. 评论.
评论.
Yep. So MIT Technology Review. Now we know MIT. Mm-hmm. We don't need to learn that. And we know 评论. In the middle, we have technology. Should we treat that as a bonus?
Okay.
科技.
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 Yep. 科, that means science.
Ah, okay.
And 技, if you remember, 技能, 技, that means the trick, the technique.
Right, right.
Yeah, so 科技, science and technique.
Interesting.
And science and skill together, because science on its own is not applied.
Mm-hmm.
You have to apply the knowledge in science, in chemistry, in physics,
mm-hmm.
into, like, for example, turning into engineering. So in this case, we can use it. So 科技, that means technology. 科技.
科技.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep. So now your employer, MIT Technology Review, we can say MIT 科技评论.
科技评论.
Yep. Next time, talk to your boss. Hey, we have a Chinese name.
Great.
MIT 科技评论.
MIT 科技评论.
And then, of course, someone make a living by commenting on things and reviewing things a bit like you.
Mm-hmm.
So we say the person is a reviewer or a commentator. In this case, we can say 评论家.
Oh, 评论家.
Yeah, 家 originally means home, but in this case, the character has evolved into meaning someone who has the expertise, someone is the expert of doing something, like a pianist, you just put 家 behind the piano,
oh.
And scientist, you just put the 家 behind science. So 评论家 is the person who is very good at commenting on things.
I see, so a reviewer, that's really interesting.
Yeah, reviewer, 评论家. Yep. So as a 评论家 working at MIT 科技评论, what is your most exciting topics nowadays?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm doing a story about AI in China, which I think is one of the most exciting stories
mm-hmm.
there is, because it's kind of coincide, the rise of artificial intelligence in China is coinciding with the rise of China as such a technology force, but also a real innovator. And I think that it's going to have huge implications for technology as a whole. Like it's a great kind of fascinating story with lots of interesting dimensions, and a really human story. And it's going to affect a lot of people the way, these technologies are used in everyday life. So that's a really fascinating story. And one of the reasons I'm so keen to try and learn Chinese.
Okay, you're in the right place.
Thank you.
Right. When you visited China, you actually went to see several amazing companies, such as Tencent, Alibaba.
That's right, yeah. So and these companies aren't so well known outside of China. Well, maybe Alibaba is, but it's amazing. Like Tencent has, I think, like 800 million users on their WeChat. On the smartphone. So these companies are even bigger than a lot of the tech companies here, and they're doing amazingly innovative things. You know, I visited the research lab of Tencent, and they're building up a huge team doing very, very fundamental research. And it's going to be fascinating to see what kind of products they produce in the coming years. Alibaba and Baidu as well. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah. You know, Tencent, it's an incredible company, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So WeChat is probably the biggest instant messaging app out there, even bigger than WhatsApp. So WeChat, there's a Chinese name, by the way. When we say WeChat, that means WeChat.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Chinese, when you talk to your Chinese friends, they probably don't say WeChat.
No.
They will say Weixin.
Weixin. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wei, that means micro.
Okay.
And Xin is the message.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So next time when you talk to your Chinese friends and when you visit those amazing Chinese companies, you can show off your Chinese knowledge.
I would look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Will. Today we talk about review, 评论. To say MIT Technology Review, we say MIT 科技评论. To say WeChat, 微信. Right. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. 再见, Will.
再见。